This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time now for the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening. We'll answer what is the current state of the negotiations with Micah Parsons and the Cowboys. I have a Seth Waldron free agency grades thing. I am interested because the Cowboys did enough that I'm very interested in people's opinions, hearing what the analysts are saying about how much of a good job they did improving this football team. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorney in Dallas. Chief, what's Seth Waldron have to say about this deal?
Yeah, so he went through and graded a handful of the signings or for the Cowboys trades that they have made. 1 year, $6 million for Dante Fowler. We were all pretty excited about this particular move. I mean, 1 year for $6 million for a guy who can get after the passer that way. Pretty good addition. Probably the best addition they've made to the team this offseason. He gives it a B+. So I believe he agrees this is their best move. But he had 10.5 sacks last year. And then he recorded a 21% pass rush win rate at edge last season. That was eighth best in the league.
It's crazy how they got him for so cheap.
Yeah. I think
kind of reminds me of Robert Quinn at this stage in his career, where nobody was just willing to give a significant bag until he had like back to back big years.
Yeah. And part of it is he's been kind of a part time player. I mean, when he was in Dallas for a couple of years, part time player.
Yeah.
Really sort of considered kind of a one-trick pony. Now, brought us with the film study last year with the Commanders. Seemed like he did improve the in run game, which is encouraging.
Yeah, just on tape, I know there's metrics and there's this, that, and the other, but the eyeball test, you know, him taking on blockers, him playing with extension, him chasing the ball, it wasn't just like, okay, all I'm going to do is come out here and rush the passer. There were times where teams tried to run the ball on the Commanders, and you really can't always run the ball inside on them. So you play on the edges with them a little bit. And I was pleasantly, I liked what he was doing. I was thinking like, okay, this guy is always going to get washed, pushed aside, give up the edge, not set the edge. But that wasn't the case. His pass rush stuff was, I thought, really good.
Maybe that's why he was so disappointed on social, that he's kind of getting overlooked again.
I think so too. I think that people don't feel enough about him or don't feel good enough about him playing the run still. But I the eye test showed me some snaps of that's different in his game now.
Well, I mean, Walder even says, like, I would much rather bring Fowler back to Dallas for $6 million rather than, for example, Leonard Floyd for $10 million, which is what Atlanta paid for him for 1 year.
Yeah.
So, and he's a similar kind of bounce around kind of player that gets after the quarterback pretty well. Just of note, he did give the Panthers an A- for the Rico signing, 1 year, $3 million.
Wow, that was a score.
That's a hell of a score.
The Panthers got you like that. I feel like you're butt naked at running back right now if you don't get a playmaker in the draft.
They didn't help themselves at all. We'll see what happens with Williams with the run and the catch. I know I was on the show this morning on Cowboys Break with Nick Harris, and he was flying through Charlotte, and he happened to be on the same plane with Dowdle, and Dowdle was elated to be back in Carolina, and he was elated. He's from Asheville, North Carolina, and he was super happy to be back. So, you know,
good for Rico, good
for him on that. And you know, I think Dallas probably fumbled the ball on that. They have not. For the only thing that they've gotten better running the football with is coaches.
Yeah, that's when it comes to running the football,
yeah,
no question,
coaches. That's what's so far the promise of this coaching staff is what is gives you encouragement about them running the ball. The guys in the room do not give me encouragement.
I think I have some good stuff in the finest today at 5 o'clock.
Very nice.
In regards to the Cowboys, the running back, and kind of what their thinking was. The other one he graded was the Cowboys trade for Kenneth Murray, the linebacker from the Titans, formerly of OU, obviously a former first round pick, bit of a bust. Cowboys jump all over it. He gave the Cowboys a C-. He gave the Titans a B+. And really what he says is that his numbers are not ideal. Fifth worst among off-ball linebackers last year when it comes to his run-stop win rate, career low for him, and he's always been below average in that category. He, as a blitzer, can do some things that are nice, so that's like the one plus side. But he said as a nearest defender in coverage, his metrics are average, but the run-stopping numbers are a red flag. And you're paying $7.5 million cash for him this year.
That seems like an overpay. I cannot find a great explanation. I just hope the defensive line is so good that it makes his job easier.
I just feel like that this guy, sure, the coverage aspect is not great. This guy's a physical downhill player, though. You know, that's kind of where I think that the Cowboys are looking at it right now, and they're saying, you know, hey, we need a potentially an inside linebacker, a Mike linebacker that has a little bit of some stoutness to him. And again, that's the eyeball test about this guy. You know, when it comes to playing the run and playing downhill and playing with some physicality, I think that's what Dallas is banking on right now. Sure, it probably is a little bit of an over.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
For pay with the salary-wise, you know, they were trying to get, you know, the Drake Greenlaw and stuff, and Greenlaw, went somewhere else. But they think that they got a guy that could play downhill and play with some stoutness there. That's their hope.
All righty. Blogging the Boys asking, is it fair to give the Cowboys front office some credit this offseason? I think right now it's too early, but they've definitely done enough to make it intriguing. We haven't seen them play yet.
I will give them credit for this. I've asked them to be 24/7 when it comes to being a personnel department. I've asked them to trade. I've asked them to sign. And I've asked them to draft, you know, much like what the Philadelphia Eagles have done. I think there's some replacements that have been probably some washes. Maybe when you look at the Bears, the linebacker they got from the Bears, that might be something worthwhile in the big picture of things. But I'm going to give them credit for actually trying to be a player personnel department that uses all three of the elements to their advantage to being able to do that. If they just sit there and do absolutely nothing, then they don't deserve any credit. But they tried to be a personnel department this year and use all three of their elements to better their team. We'll see if they've in fact done that, but I'll give them credit for at least trying to do it.
No, I agree. It's the best March they've had in a while.
Yeah.
Now, you got to have a great draft for it to be good, a good offseason.
I've kicked them in the junk a bunch about not being that way, but they tried. They tried to do it. Let's see. Let's see how it works.
Yeah, let's see is right. Okay, top story of the day started this morning. It kind of fizzled on us, though. Mike Leslie got the party started saying Jerry Jones called Micah Parsons into the Star yesterday to discuss a potential deal in further detail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at this. Mike Leslie with a news bomb.
Yeah.
But then Clarence Hill and Jane Slater came in. They threw water on it. They said negotiations haven't even begun in a meaningful way yet. I suppose it's possible, Brian, just stay with me for a second, that maybe Micah and Jerry did talk, but they're so far apart, neither one would confirm that there's meaningful conversations, but it is meaningful. Hopefully they at least touched base.
I think the player would tell you that they're not having anything of substance right now.
Yeah.
The player would tell you that. And I think that David Mulugeta is hopeful that they can hold out long enough to where the Cowboys give them exactly what they want.
I think they better be ready to be approached with the franchise tag next year. I just think that that's consistent with how the Cowboys would do this, unless you're willing to take to what they're offering right now.
There was people that were saying, and this was the whispers that I was talking about earlier, that they'd made a lot of progress during the combine.
Yeah.
And once you started to really dive in on it, whether it's talking to the agent or talking to the player himself, it sounds like to me that they're talking, but it's not anywhere like it's going to get done in the next 2 days.
Well, because I mean, where they were at the combine, the market shifted.
Yeah.
Because Myles Garrett gets the big boy. I think Max Crosby's was probably post combine as well.
Yeah.
So you had two new market resetting deals at the position. So now if you're Mulugeta, conversation and tone has changed.
We have one positive takeaway for all 32 NFL teams following NFL free agency. This is a Pro Football Focus. They say for the Cowboys, look for a formidable pass rush, retaining Osa and his 78.5 pass rush grade from last year was the Cowboys' top priority. And with him and Micah back in the fold, Dallas figures to be a dangerous pass rush once again. From week 10 to 18, just this last year, Cowboys ranked third in the NFL in pass rush grade behind Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. That was obviously without Tank. No Sam Williams, Marshawn Neyland as a rookie. You now put Fowler back out there. You add Solomon Thomas as a three technique. This defensive line could be nasty.
Well, and you also had Micah missing, four games well? So that factors into things for sure. I think when it comes to specifically the pass rush, I think you've made some steps in the right direction. But Eberflus is not going to dial up blitzes the same way that Zimmer did. So that's something to consider. You can never have enough of those guys. My still biggest concern outside of the secondary, of course, is your ability to stop the run.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's improved at all.
No.
And until you get somebody who's better than Mazi at the one tech, I don't see it considerably improving.
No, Mozzie needs a big offseason, but that's the second year in a row we've been talking about that. How's the Bears linebacker at diagnosing and tackling against the run, Brian?
Yeah, I think he's actually pretty impressive. Good. Pretty impressive, yeah. And, you know, he wasn't really playing as a true Mike linebacker, playing more as like an outside linebacker, will linebacker. A couple of different times where I felt like that he saw exactly what he needed to do scheme-wise, kind of undercut a couple of blocks and was able to come out on the other side and make a tackle. I think the thing about him is going to have to learn is the pass coverage stuff, because you can kind of see he's got his head on a swivel a little bit, looking for those crossers and stuff, trying to figure out where he needs to be. I think the run defense is better, much better than the pass defense right now.
Okay, well, I do think it's time for the corner. You're featuring Krusty. Where are you taking us today,
yeah,
buddy?
I'm going to go through a couple of mock drafts here that I've seen. We'll do that next.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Arrhythmias that occur in the top part of the heart can be merely distracting or quite serious, such as atrial fibrillation in the atria, which carries a risk for stroke. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says the most concerning rhythm disorder occurs in the ventricle.
The bottom part has some arrhythmias. The most significant one is ventricular fibrillation, which is the cause of sudden cardiac death, which is the number one cause of death in this country. It almost outweighs all cancers combined. Unfortunately, that could be the first presentation of heart disease, is sudden death. A small percentage of patients who show up with their first heart attack have sudden death, an arrhythmia problem, and that's devastating.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Debora Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Debora.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.